We're going to come to the Lord now in prayer. I'm going to pray, particularly with our communion service in mind, but also, we had our former president and current candidate assassination attempted yesterday. Thankful for the Secret Service who were there and ready to go into action. And so we will pray for all those involved, particularly the families of the loved ones who were lost, who were attendees yesterday, and then obviously the family of this 20-year-old who decided he would attempt to assassinate President Trump yesterday. So we'll be praying for our country and for God's will to be done. All right, let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, who by your holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications, we give thanks for all of your people, our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, particularly those who serve you in persecuted places. We thank you for them. We thank you for your spirit of truth. We thank you that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, the only way to God, and that all Christians around the world are united around that. Lord, we ask you that you would have mercy, that you would demonstrate your power by leading the nations of this world in the way of righteousness and peace. We pray that you would direct rulers and governors, that they would administer justice impartially. Because as we discussed last week, everyone, whoever they are, ultimately their power has come from you as governors and rulers in this world, and they are also accountable to you. So, Lord, we pray for your mercy. We pray for your grace and mercy upon our country. We pray that you would be with the Trump family. Pray you would be with those families of those who were injured and even who lost their lives yesterday. We pray for your church believers, brothers and sisters in Christ in our country, to be those that stand firm on the truth of the gospel, that we would speak the truth in love, that we would stand firm together and would be a beacon of hope and of brotherly and sisterly concern and of righteousness and truth and justice, particularly at this time. Let this be a moment that your church is truly a city on a hill, shining forth the truth of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, would you be at work among your believers and in our country at large? Our only true hope is in the gospel and in the power of the Holy Spirit changing hearts and minds and bringing them to Jesus, who is the only hope of this world, a Savior, Christ the Lord. Lord, I thank you for this congregation. I pray that we would receive meekly your word today. Pray that you would receive our hymns as we have already been singing them. It is our desire to praise you. Lord, we pray that you would meet us through your word preached and then your word as we come to the table and we are reminded that Jesus gave his life for us, and we proclaim his death until he returns. Lord, I pray that you would be with those today, relieve those who are in trouble, relieve those who are in sorrow, relieve those who are in need, relieve those who are in sickness, relieve those who are in grief, and whatever adversity, Lord, meet our needs according to your goodwill in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray for this baby in Mary's womb and pray for your bringing that, you would bring forth a successful delivery of Chris and Mary's little girl this week, very soon, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we can return to you tithes and make offerings, and we commit these now to you. And we now pray as Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.